resource, playing games, voice recognition, where the machine responds to the person. We're just in the early stages of that. There's a long way to go, okay? But the last stage is when machines start talking to machines. We saw it first in the Wall Street crash in 87 when program trading caused complete chaos. Computers were cutting prices, selling stock to other computers, and people didn't know how to stop it. It's a scary scenario because it takes us into a whole new area of experience. And when that comes, it's going to have a big impact on all of us.
Yeah, I think maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves here. This kind of speculation's all very interesting, but communication systems are no good if people can't use them. Now, at the moment, everyone you know may well have access to the internet, subscribe to satellite TV, and use a mobile phone. But that's just not the case for most people in the world. We need to focus on spreading around the basic technology we have now more fairly. As it is, more than half the population of the world has never even made a telephone call. Think about it. How good is a communication system if half the world is excluded from it?
Unit 11. Audio 43.
I think what we'll see is that communications systems will become more integrated. For example, I was involved in the development of the software for Operation Lazarus, the first telesurgery, back in 2005. An American doctor in New York actually carried out an operation on a patient in France using remote cameras and a robot surgeon. Well, that shows what can be done when communication is integrated with other systems. Now, as long as you can connect to the internet, the potential of these integrated systems is almost limitless. Whatever you do and wherever you are, you'll be able to collaborate with colleagues anywhere in the world. I mean, the implications for health, education, training, business, manufacturing are enormous.
What you're saying is very interesting, and to some extent I agree. But the way I see it, there are three stages to the development of communication. The first is when people use machines to communicate with people. Okay, so we're talking about telephone, email, chat rooms, and we've reached that stage now. The second is when people interact with machines. Digital TV, using the internet as an information